little things. And last week, we started talking about little things in the little foxes. And that's out of the Song of Solomon's, where the little foxes destroy the vines because they nibble away at the bottom. You might think, you know, well, the big foxes, you got to watch out for them. They're big. They can do damage. But it's the little ones that really end up destroying the vines. And many times you can't see what they've been doing, nibbling away at those bottom parts of the vine. But when the vine dies, you know something's been happening. And then little service in 2 Kings, and I'll quickly read this. You may turn, obviously, if you want to, but I'm not going to be there long. 2 Kings 10:18, and Jehu gathered all the people together and said unto them, Ahab served Baal a little, but Jehu shall serve him much. And then the next verse says how he got all the people of Baal together, and when they were all together, he said, surprise, and they ended up killing them all. In other words, he wasn't going to serve Baal more than Ahab. He was using it as a ploy to get the people together and to destroy them. But then it goes on in verse 30 of that same chapter, and the Lord said unto Jehu, because thou hast done well in executing that which is right in mine eyes, and has done unto the house of Ahab according to all that was in mine heart, thy children of the fourth generation shall sit on the throne of Israel. Some real longevity as far as the ruling family. But, and that's what the next verse starts with, but Jehu took no heed to walk in the law of the Lord God of Israel with all his heart. Okay? You see, he did a little bit. And compared to Ahab, it was a lot more. But we're not supposed to compare ourselves to somebody. We compare ourselves to God. And it says here, he was judged by God because he did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam. So he learned from someone else, and then he perpetuated it rather than turning from it. You know, there may be things that we learn from others. How often have I heard people say, well, that's what my daddy did, and I guess that's why I do it. No, you do it because you want to do it. You might have learned it from daddy, but you do it because you want to do it. Okay? And, you know, doesn't matter who the person is. That seems to be the one that I, through the years, have heard the most as an excuse for what they're doing. And so a little bit of service in Jehu's case got him into trouble. And then Proverbs 6 and verse 10 says a little bit of sleep. A little sleep, a little slumber, and the slothful person. I spend a good bit of time on that when a slothful person is going to be done in. And so often you, I deserve a break. Man, I worked hard today. I know yesterday when I'm doing 2 hours, always do 3 hours at the library. And I've come to find out three's a good amount. And this week, I've been asked to work 2 hours more. Because the nighttime janitor's gone and there wasn't enough time to hire a janitorial service to come in and do the 2 to 3 hours that he does. So I said, well, I'll come in 2 hours early and I'll just cover his basics at least. And what I found out is the basics, I'm glad tomorrow's the last of it. Believe me, I am. But somebody said, well, you've been working hard. And I said, well, that's what I get paid for. Well, why don't you take a break? I don't get paid to take a break. I get paid to work. And that was my reaction, my response. And I've worked harder than others. Listen, it doesn't matter what others do. What matters is what I do, what you do. Yep. Okay? And so the really one that gets me on this one, and that's television commercials. And if you have television, you probably have known. Now, I like commercials. When a commercial comes on, Pat will take the remote and go and try and find a program that isn't in commercials. But they all do at the similar time, okay? And she says that it must be a conspiracy. And I said, yeah, the idea is to get you to watch them. So then if she can't find a program that doesn't have them, then she'll pick up a puzzle book and do that. Me, I like commercials. I really do. I like to watch them. Now, some of them are so dumb. They're pathetic. But it's not an uncommon thread of influence, and that is, buy this product, you deserve it. Buy this product, you've earned it. And they appeal to that. And boy, if there's ever an appeal to the old nature, it's in those commercials. Oh, yeah. And a little bit of sleep and that laziness can get us in trouble. And again, last week I covered, or 2 weeks ago, heavily, that it's not talking against sleep, okay? It's talking about laziness and slothfulness. All right, now tonight we're going to finish this out. And 1 Corinthians chapter 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. And we're going to look at verse 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 6. You'll know exactly what this is dealing with as soon as you read it. 1 Corinthians 5, 6. Your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Purge out, therefore, the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. A little leaven, just a little bit of wrong, just a little bit of anger, a little bit of nastiness, a little bit of jealousy, a little bit of anything is going to grow. It's going to grow. You can't say, you cannot think, well, I'm not going to go with this. I'm just this little bit. And you watch. Your thinking will be, well, just a little bit. Because, and then you're going to give the justification wherein you feel you've been wrong, wherein you feel something didn't happen that should have happened, or something was done against you, and you're going to look at that. I'm going to tell you, it's going to grow. Now, it may not be the bitterness that'll grow, because sin doesn't care what sort of manner it manifests itself. And that little bit of leaven that you'll allow will grow and become something worse in your life. So don't deal with it. Don't deal with it. I had a situation yesterday that came up, and I honestly, I had to go to God, and I had to say, God, help me to keep my thinking right. Help me to not think the way I'm feeling to think. Because you see, your old nature, my old nature, it wants to feel that way. And it's very comfortable feeling that way, but it's wrong. And I had to ask God, don't let me feel this way. Don't let me think this way. Don't let me go there. And boy, I had victory today. Amen. It dawned on me when we were singing our first song. It dawned on me, I hadn't thought about that matter all day.
Amen.
You see? Now, one of the benefits of work, okay, might have been the fact that the old saying is, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. Well, I was busy all day doing stuff. You know, poor me, I worked 5 hours today. And now, I remember when I worked 12 and 14 hours a day, okay? And I'm 75 now, I'm supposed to be retired, okay? The idea was I wasn't going to work at all, but Social Security took care of that. Well, it did take care of it. That's why I'm working. But anyway, the thing is, a little leaven. We cannot let a little bit of wrong there, because it may not be in that area that it'll grow. it may be in another area where the problem will grow. And so a little bit of leaven. And then lastly is in James. Now, when I say the book of James, who can tell me what the little thing is we're going to talk about?
Tongue.
That's right. James chapter 3 and verse 5, the tongue. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Some people are talkers, aren't they?
Yes, sir.
Some people are talkers. Man, they make it sound good. But then you just step back or sit back and watch and see what's produced. See if it matches up with what's talked about. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little tongue starts. Oh, yeah, I know it says, how great a matter a little fire kindleth.
Uh-huh.
You ever notice that? And one of the promotions on the radio right now is supposedly the chains on the back of a towing vehicle, you know, probably in the back of a truck that's got a hitch and there's chains there. And this chain is supposedly talking. It was left in a rusty old pile by the garage, and then it finally got picked up and was used to pull a stump out. And but I was dragging down the road, and a spark started a wildfire, you know, from the chain. Only a spark. Take a match. Strike that match. One little flame. But if you give it into some kindling, it's going to grow, right? And that's the same way with the tongue.
Yes.
You can say something that in itself doesn't seem to be a big deal and isn't that much. But just like that match, if it gets put in the wrong context to the wrong people, and it's going to grow. It's going to ignite. And it's going to create troubles. And then what happens is sometimes people come along a half year to a year later. They are reaping what they sowed with that tongue and that little bit of fire. It could be a year later. I don't know how long later. But it could be a year later. They're going to be reaping it. And then you have, I don't understand why. I've been doing everything I should be doing. Yeah. In the last 9 months. But what about a year ago? The things you were saying. The poison you were spreading. The little match of a tongue that was saying things. And now you're reaping the results and you don't even know what's caused it. You think the devil isn't smart? Of course he is. Now, this part of us up here knows that. But this part of us down here doesn't really believe it. Because we so often think we can outsmart the devil. We can say it. We can do it. We can think it. And we'll get by with it. No, it doesn't work that way. Whatsoever man sows, that shall he also what? Reap. Yeah, little leaven. Leaven is the whole lump. Psalm 34 says, keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. The tongue can be used for good. It can be used for bad. It's a choice is ours. And then Proverbs 21:23 says, whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from trouble. Now I'm going to end with that one. But if we control our tongue, if we don't say the things we shouldn't say, and if we don't, listen, you got to not think them. Because if you think it, you're going to say it.
Yeah, that's right.
It starts up here. And it starts in the heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And so we need to keep our tongue, because we'll have soul trouble. You see? Now, we sometimes, you know, we could understand if we say some things and we end up with trouble comparable to the things we've been saying. Like if we've been envious and jealous and talking about a fella in that other car that he got, okay, it doesn't even have to be a new car, he just got another car, okay, and that car he got, well, then, you know, if you end up with trouble with your car, you know, it might hit you right between the eyes. Whoa, I was complaining about Fred's car, and here I am now with car trouble. You know, that's an obvious. But here he says, if we keep our mouth and our tongue, we'll keep our soul from trouble. Mm. Why can't I always seem to be restless. I can't ever seem to get... have peace and contentment, and I'm always seeming like I'm striving and looking for something, and I can't, where's all this contentment in Jesus? I just don't see where it's at. For some people, it's right there. That's where the contentment in Jesus is, because they've been running it, and now, as a result, they've got trouble in their soul.
Yep.
Well, little things are often of greater threat to us as believers than the large, obvious temptations. I believe I began 2 weeks ago pointing that out, that when some big problem comes along, we know we got to deal with it. We know we have to step up and handle it. But it's the little things that we feel we can get by with. The termites eat at the foundation before the wall falls. In a positive sense, little things can build big structures. Just like the mouth can be used in all bad ways, if you just take each one of these scripture examples and you turn it on the reverse, it'll always end up for good and being good. And so we've got to, well, I'm praying, I'm asking the Lord to take these things away from me. That's a good thing to do. But you know, there are a number of verses. None of them come to mind, and I didn't think about this before. I'd have looked them up, okay? But there's a number of verses that put the responsibility in our lap. Now, we can pray and ask God to help with this sort of thing, but we have got to make the choice. We have got to decide. And you know what? The Holy Spirit is always faithful to do His work. And so when I'm about to complain about something, I don't know what it is, but in some maybe minute way, the Spirit of God is going to speak to my mind, speak to my heart, speak to me through a situation. And it's that momentary point when I have to step back from what I was going to say or I was going to do. And take that momentary speaking of the Spirit and follow it rather than to shrug it off and ignore it. Well, all right, now we're going to go to prayer and intercede on behalf of those who have shared their requests with us tonight.